The boys, well, we'll have to play this one before we know what to tell you about the result, because I'll tell you, on paper, it looks like Western's the favorite in this one. 3-2 on the season so far for the Panthers. 1-1 in their league. They're coming off a win at St. John's before the break. 77-69. Just a well-distributed scoring effort, too, in the game. You get 18 from Steel Fortress. Morse kicks in with 17. Ebong has 16, so that they go pretty deep in the roster. But it's been 17 days since they played a basketball game, and a little bit of rust maybe early, Jason, but the rest also gave them a chance to get Desmond Price back. He's a 6'4 senior, front court mate for Steel Fortress. Certainly makes them a little more formidable when they've got both of those big guys playing.
Absolutely, and you happy New Year to you, Steve. And
yeah.
You look at this Western offense, or really during warm-ups, and I mean, there's, I'm counting at least four guys that are 6'3", 6'4", or taller, and they're out here, you know, dunking the ball, hitting some long-range jumpers, and then you look on the other side of the court, not as much length from Hastings, and it's pretty obvious to see why they're 1-5. They don't have a whole lot of size, not a whole lot of length, so that's going to come back to hurt them against teams like Western.
Yeah, they got to hope to knock down some outside shots, and you know you had to value the ball, all the things that you normally would go out and do to win games, but they've got to be a little more cognizant of that mismatch, and it's going to affect the way they match up on defense. It's going to affect all the things they do on the floor. This is the disadvantage that they're at size-wise. The Hastings Saxons are 1-4 to get things started. I couldn't find a result for their last game at Holland Calvary.
Right.
So we don't know that one, but 1-4 that we know of, 0-2 in the league here in the Interstate 8. So this looks like on paper a win for the Panthers, but paper doesn't matter. That's why they play the games. And
exactly.
Here it is on Friday night on Deering Road. We're getting ready for some exciting high school basketball. It's a good chance for us to get to see Western too, get a little more comfortable with them, because a week from tonight, our next broadcast, Western heads over to Spring Arbor Road, and they'll be taking on Jackson rival and conference rival Lumen Christi there.
Yes.
So this is a good chance to get our first look at the Panthers before we see that big rivalry game coming up next Friday.
Yeah, and this is a team, the Western Panthers team is a team we thought might make some noise this year just because of their sheer size and, you know, the year they had last year, played pretty well. Lumen struggled a little bit last year, but Western was a team we thought would be competing for the championship in the I-8. 1-1, and it's still a long way to go, but Lumen is right there atop the standings, so it should be a great game.
Yeah, like we said, Jason, Desmond Price, an important piece for Western that they've been playing without in the early season. So he's back, and he's had time to get healthy. That's going to be an important piece coming back. And, you know, the sky's the limit for the Panthers the rest of the way. But when you look at the roster, yes, size matters, but experience is coming in here too. You look at Evan Thompson, Steel Fortress, Desmond Price, Cole Moore, Sam Watterson, all these guys on this roster that have been able to get some experience in previously. Nathan Burt, Elijah Ebong, all guys that have played some minutes. So they've got depth, they've got experience, and a lot of advantages to tout for the Panthers. And we're going to go ahead and get you a pregame break here for 3 minutes. We'll come back and look at the starting lineup, set things up for the game here at WKHM. We're online around the world at WKHM.com. We'll be right back.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays, with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays.
Ho, ho, ho!
Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Life's better with Tom Coffee's Soft Water Kinetico non-electric water softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffee's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffee's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
George, it's cold. Turn up the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked. It's getting colder every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Why pay retail prices when you have a wholesale jeweler right here in Jackson? Peterson Jewelers is your source for the largest in-house selection of bridal sets. These sets are one of a kind, unique, and that is what every bride wants. Don't go to the big name high-end jewelers and pay three, four, or five times more. Go to Peterson Jewelers, where the rings are every bit or better in quality. Browse their limitless selection of bridal sets for all budgets. Make every moment count with a bridal set from Peterson Jewelers.
Peterson Jewelers.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, courtside at Western High School, Deering Road, ready for some Interstate 8 conference action. The Hastings Saxons in town to play the Panthers. And Jason, let's go ahead and take a look at the Western starting lineup for tonight.
Yeah, for head coach Ryan Molnix, he will start with four seniors and a sophomore, Evan Thompson and Steel Fortress, along with Desmond Price, the big guys in the middle. Cole Morris, also 6'2" senior. And then the sophomore, 5'8", Sawyer Watterson.
Yeah, Ryan Molnix, head coach, and we mentioned Dave Van Riper, old running mate of mine back. We played together at Northwest in the 10th grade. So shout out to Dave, and he's a Northwest graduate, made his way over here to Western. I'm sure he's taking some heat for that at times. Meanwhile, for the Hastings Saxons.
Yes, the Saxons off to a 1-4 start this year for head coach Rich Long. They will start seniors Matthew Hewitt and Jackson Long, alongside of juniors Cameron Ertner and Grayson Tebow, and then the freshman Kirby Beck will get the start at point guard.
Yeah, so both teams with a good mix of experience and youthfulness there, with a sophomore starting for the Panthers and a freshman out here for the Saxons. We are a few minutes away from the tip-off. I want to say thank you to some of our sponsors tonight. I mentioned again, Collector's Zone, American Title Company, Able Heating and Cooling, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist. Your voice, your choice. Tell your physician you choose Orthopedic Rehab Specialist. Of course, the Jackson YMCA working on their capital campaign to raise a little more funding for building a brand new YMCA for Jackson. They're about halfway to goal.
That's awesome.
So a little more work there. I actually have a couple of tickets for the Powerball and the Mega Millions. So if I hit those jackpots, I'm going to be able to help donate a little bit. But without the jackpots, then we're still going to need to get some of the citizenry in Jackson to donate. So check out Jackson YMCA online.
Everybody's got a Y story.
Oh, certainly. Denny's Restaurant. Greg O'Connor was live there for the nooner today. Made me really hungry for one of those Grand Slams.
Every
I like
time.
The All-American Slam.
I worked from home today. You could have called me. I could have gone to lunch. I went to lunch at noon. If I had known, I would have stopped by. Got some food.
Well, anyway, so, Jason, we're not trying to get you free food, Jason.
I know.
Other action around the area tonight, Lumen Christie, home versus Marshall. Coldwater is visiting Northwest tonight. Columbia Central on the road in Blissfield. Bronson in Concord tonight. Springport and Homer, Big 8 clash there.
Yeah.
Onsted and Hillsdale tonight. That'll be a good one. And Addison on the road at Britton Deerfield. Jonesville and Union City. Quincy and Reading. Mason and Charlotte. And Williamson and Eaton Rapids matching up tonight for the boys. Lumen Christie's at Howland, West Ottawa for hockey tonight. That's probably it's underway now. They're probably getting close to wrapping that up, actually. We got a little bit of a late start tonight. The officiating crew
was not late.
They said stuck in traffic. They were late. That guy told you not to say that.
He asked me very politely to disagree with you if you said that they were late. They were not late. They were delayed. by an accident.
Circumstances beyond their control.
Exactly. But they made it. They got the game in, and it was very well officiated. Good group of guys. So should be a fun matchup. And these are the same officials that called the girls' game. Called it pretty well. They let them play it out. A little bit of bumping and beating and didn't. They swallowed the whistles a lot of the game, so hopefully they can keep that trend up for the boys' game tonight.
Yeah, it really was actually a pretty fun girls' contest to watch, and when it looked like it might be a snoozer that Hastings jumped out to a lead, the Panthers kept it close with a full-court pressure, and kudos to the coaching staff for the ladies doing a nice job, and that's Gina Fortress.
Yeah, Gina.
I knew it was I was going to say Mrs. Fortress, but Gina, I want to get her on the radio. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes. We'll be back with the tip-off after the break on WKHM and WKHM.com.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
Life's better with Tom Coffee's Soft Water Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single-tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffee's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffee's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County. Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only $1. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live at Western High School. The Panthers getting set to take on the Saxons of Hastings, and we're getting the team introductions. And Jason, before the girls' game, we were noting a great atmosphere here at Western High School. The announcer is a blast.
Yes.
He's always over there making comments. And we've got the student section has really packed it out here for the Panthers.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they have.
Turning their backs for the introduction of the opponents. But when they do the home introductions, they turn the lights down. They get the spotlights out. It's a really nice atmosphere.
It is really cool. It's really cool to see. And here they go. They're already starting to cut the lights. And
here go the lights. And the spotlights. The ladies came out to Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. Apparently the boys come out to Enter Sandman by Metallica.
I'll take it.
As we near 8 o'clock here on WKHM, WKHM.com. Jackson's News Talk. 101.5 on your FM dial, 970 on the AM. Shout out to some of our listeners from across the nation. I understand we have some people tuned in via the World Wide Web from Arizona tonight.
Cool, very cool. Also, one of your best good friends on some of the morning shows, John Wilson, is in attendance tonight, so I've got to say hello to John.
Yep.
Close friend of mine for many years.
He's here in person, so he won't hear that.
He won't, but that's all right.
If he tunes into the archive game action at WKHM.com, he'll be able to hear this game and all the rest of our games at the website. So, yeah, interesting to have sophomore Watterson playing. I'm guessing at 5'8", he's going to be doing some ball handling for the Panthers. As I mentioned, this is our first glimpse at Western for the year. And meanwhile, we got Hastings in there in the center circle. Jackson Long, he's the senior. There's some size matchup there with Steel Fortress.
Yeah.
For Jackson Long, he goes about, he's probably got Fortress by about maybe an inch. And now that as they stand closer, it might be a tie.
Yeah, it's pretty close. He needs to stand up a little straighter if he's going to plan on hanging with Steel.
A little bit bigger. Fortress, and they tip it up. Fortress gets the tap, but it goes to the Hastings Saxons, and we're underway. Kirby back with the ball, working right side, gets a screen, now drives baseline all the way to the bucket, offside backboard, and a call it out of bounds. But a nice drive there on the first possession by Kirby Beck.
Yeah, good dribble drive. Nice penetration move by Beck.
And I guess the last touch on Western. And it'll be Hastings ball. Inbound from the baseline. Miscommunication. The inbound pass to no one. Goes out of bounds on the sideline, and it'll be Western ball. Turnover for Matthew Hewitt, the senior for Hastings.
Yeah, these two teams are going to want to make sure they have no wasted possessions. Both struggle to score offensively, averaging about 45, 50 points a game.
Panthers working around the three-point line, down to Fortress on the baseline. He passes across the lane, and the shot's missed by Evan Thompson. Chased down the rebound is Fortress. Now we get it into Price on the low block, working with the jump hook right in the paint. There's what you get from Desmond Price. Works it deep in the paint, goes up high with the jump hook, and it's 2-0 Western.
I'm sure they're glad to have him back for that down low presence with Fortress.
Pressure here on the ball for Western. And back dribbles down, now back out beyond the arc for the three-point pull-up. It's short off front rim. Missed shot is Kirby Beck, Jackson Long, rebounded by Fortress. Now he's got it back down the floor. Turnover there by Fortress, good knockaway. Quick hands by Dylan Goodrich on the floor for Hastings.
Goodrich, a big kid.
Kirby Beck brings it up. Now gets it to Matthew Hewitt, right wing, now to the top, and that is Goodrich. Goodrich back to the opposite wing. It's Beck. He'll dribble toward the middle. Hands off, and now a drive to the elbow. Down to the baseline. Loses his footing. We'll get a travel against Hastings. Turnover Matthew Hewitt.
Looks like he was trying to go to Jackson Long on the arc there and just couldn't quite get his footing.
Here come the Panthers. Bring it up the floor. Sawyer Watterson over midcourt where he's picked up. Gets a screen from Fortress. Defender falls down. Three-point shot, Thompson out of the corner, and he hit it. Evan Thompson, wide open look in the corner, and he drops the three, and it's 5-0 Panthers in the early going.
Good looking stroke there by Thompson. He was making them all day long in warm-ups as well, and he'll get a steal here.
Knockaway, Thompson chases it down, nearly turned it back over. And in the loose ball fray, Desmond Price knocks it out. It'll be Hastings' ball, but Thompson, following the great three-point shot, good on-ball defense, knocks it away from the ball handler, and nearly had himself a layup. Here come the Hastings Saxons again. Kirby Beck back over to Elijah Smith in the game now. Smith dribbles in, now back out. Cameron Ertner back, now back to Smith at the top. Dribbles into the painted area, now forced back out. Near steal there by Waters, and it goes out of bounds, and it will remain Hastings' ball. 5-0 lead here, 5:39 to go first quarter for the Panthers. Waterson inbound for Goodrich.
Looked good defensively against the fellow sophomore Elijah Smith.
Beck gets a screen. He'll drive into the elbow. Now down to lost control of the ball, trying to make his way to the backboard, and he'll lose it out of bounds. They're going to let the Saxons keep it, though that looked like that might have gone off of Beck on the drive. He'll get a breather here in the early going. Quick substitutions here for Hastings. Inbound stolen. Western back up the left sideline. Cole Morse all the way to the bucket. Shot goes up. Missed it off the side backboard, but he draws some contact, and that'll be free throws coming from Morse.
And that's going to go on Cameron Ertner, his first team's first.
Shooting two, Cole Morse.
Morse stepping up to the free throw line. Bright neon yellow shoes toeing the line. And the free throw is good. Comfortably hits the first free throw. 6-0 Panthers with 5:27 to go first quarter here on WKHM.
There's some pretty cool shoes all the way across the board for the Western Panthers.
A lot of interesting color matchups here.
Yeah.
In and out on the second free throw. Fortress battling, but the rebound will be ripped away there by Kevin Ertner. We're back the other way. Jackson Long, right wing. Now he hands off to Smith. Pardon me, that's Garrett Colson in the game now. Smith has it at the top, left wing for Long. Long looking down the low block. Nice feed, and the Saxons are on the board. Cameron Ertner on the low block with the finish. Back up the floor, wasting no time is Western. And Thompson, out of control up in the air, will commit the charging violation.
Didn't look like he had control of the ball when he plowed through, but he'll get hit with the charge nonetheless. His first, team's first.
6-2 here, the score. Possession arrow, Hastings. Smith's got the rock. Gets to the right wing, and that's Garrett Colson. He'll drive in, dish out the kick. He was open, but instead passes the shot to Smith, who wasn't ready for it. Nearly lost it. He'll recover. And now a triple try for Jackson Long. Air balls, but he had a lot of contact there. Steel Fortress commits the foul. That's going to be three free throw attempts coming for Hastings and Jackson Long.
Yeah, and that one's going to go on Fortress, his first, team second.
First free throw is down.
It looks like the Saxons are trying to get their offense to flow through Jackson Long, just haven't been able to get that focus to him.
Second one is good, and he's comfortable at the stripe there. And he hit all three. Pulls the Saxons within one. 6-5 Panther lead. Watterson up the floor to Morse. Morse to Fortress back to Watterson at the top. Left wing Thompson. Quick release three. Missed it. Rebound. Chase down. Battle. And it's unclear whose ball it is. They will give it to the Saxons. Little official eye contact.
Yeah, he deferred to the ref at midcourt there.
Said who it was. 4:21 to go at 6-5. Hastings gets the stop on defense. Now back the other way. Smith working against Watterson, calling out the play. Dribbles inside the arc. Now hands it back out. Back to Smith. Open look for three. No. Rebound Thompson. And he looks up the floor. Break for the Panthers. Great
nice
touch
feed.
Pass.
Wow.
Now you can see why Watterson's up here playing with the varsity. The sophomore gets a feed outside the arc on the right side. Touch pass to a cutting Desmond Price. He's able to lay it up, score it, and draw the whistle. And a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play for Desmond Price, the 6'4 Western senior.
And that's going to be foul number two on Cameron Ertner. He'll come out of the game. Checking in is Ryan Flickema for the Saxons, and we'll get one shot for Desmond Price.
Lefty free throw. Good. 10 points for the Panthers, 5 for the Saxons. It's Hastings' ball. A lot of quick substitutions here for both squads in the early going, Jason. Going deep on the bench. Still in the first quarter, under 4 minutes.
Jaden Payne has checked in for the Panthers.
Smith gets a wide open look on the right wing for Colson. He missed it. Western back the other way. Watterson down to the baseline. He gets it back. Working at the top of the key now, the right wing into the corner. Thompson. Thompson passes back out. That is Jaden Payne on the floor now. He'll get it back to Watterson, who resets Three steps behind the arc. Now in the right corner, Thompson. Thompson dribbles back toward the middle. Now Fortress drops it off for Watterson. He'll drive into the paint, kick out to Payne, and he took a little hop in the corner. That's going to be a traveling violation.
And we'll get some more substitutions. Tyler Oxley and Gabe Sauerbeck checking into the game for Western. So rotating through their second team here.
Here comes Smith for Hastings, working against Jaden Payne. A lot of pressure, bringing the ball up the floor. Payne had a shot at it. Now Smith drives, drops it off. Nice pass. Tough shot in the baseline. Well defended, but he hits it anyway over the outstretched arms. Dylan Goodrich for Hastings. It's 9-7.
And Oxley and Goodrich should be a good matchup here. Both got some good size.
Watterson going to Payne. Payne to Morse. Morse into the right corner there. Gabe Sauerbeck. And a feed from the top. Oxley looking for a cutting Watterson. And he can't reel the pass in. Down in the low block. And that'll go out of bounds. Hastings ball. Tough pass to make from that top.
Yeah.
Feeding that cutter that far under the basket. Payne pressures Elijah Smith all the way up the floor. Smith on the drive, missed it. Rebound tap to Morrison. He'll look to run right away up the middle of the floor.
Nice feed.
Watterson on the drive. Floater from the baseline, missed it. And that's rebounded by Goodrich. And here come the Hastings Saxons the other way with Elijah Smith up the middle of the floor. That works to the left side. Payne picks him up right there, pressuring the ball the whole way. Jaden Payne looking to get an offensive foul there on the push-off from the bench. No call. Colson into the free throw line. Drops it down to Long. Nice feed. Long with a tough finish down there. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Western. Fast pace. And now into the right wing. A wide open three-point look. And it goes down. Gabe Sauerbeck with the triple. 12-7. Stretch the lead out to 5 for Western with a minute 48 to go first quarter.
A good stroke there by Sauerbeck. Good long arms.
Smith into the free throw line area. Pull-up jumper is good. And that's going to cut the lead back down to 3. Jaden Payne looking to drive into the paint. Tough shot. Gets in the air. Does draw contact. He'll get a couple free throws. Western is really looking to keep the tempo going, and that's why they're using a lot of players early. They're just trying to keep that rotation going so that these players can continue to push the tempo the whole time.
That foul on, excuse me, Garrett Colson.
Payne hits the first free throw. 13-9 Panthers lead. 1:33 to go first quarter. And there's a... three fresh players into the game. Steel Fortress, Desmond Price, and this is their big lineup. They bring in the 6'7", Tyler Wisman.
Yeah, he's a big kid.
And rebound battle tapped away and pulled in by Hastings. And Payne with pressure on the ball near Steel, and they'll still come away with it. And we get a timeout from the Hastings bench. And there's that full court pressure continuing by Payne. With that timeout, we'll go ahead and take a timeout ourselves. 1:22 to go, 13-9 Western leads, 30-second break on WKHM.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays.
Ho, ho, ho!
Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, Hastings ball. The inbound goes to Smith. Up now, Westerns dropped off a little bit of the pressure. Back up to Kirby, back left wing. Cross court pass to Smith. He's got to chase it down. He's trapped. Gets it out to Beck. Near turnover there for the Hastings. Kirby Beck dribbling around and out of the pressure. Now to Colton, left wing. They're really looking to get down on the low block. Smith will take the long two. Missed. Rebound Fortress. And all that came in contact with that support. So it's out of bounds. Ah. Western basketball. Under a minute to go now, first quarter. 13-9 lead with the ball. Here comes Watterson. Picked up at half court by Kirby Beck. man-to-man defense from the Hastings Saxons. Into the corner, Thompson now to Desmond Price outside the arc. Watterson in the corner looking to feed. Fortress on the low block, loses it on his move, but saves it back out to Price. And Price looking to go back to the low block, and Fortress stolen. Here come the Saxons, and that's long. Jackson,
good
nice feed down to Kirby Beck. Up and under move, and he drug his foot, and he'll get the traveling violation. 22.5 in our first quarter clock. It's a 13-9 Western lead. Watterson going to hold for one. Watterson, Price, Fortress, that is Wisman, and Thompson on the floor. Fortress outside the arc, working his way into the high post. Wisman,
nice,
a nice
feed
to a cutting Price. Gets up in the air, can't finish, but he'll get a couple of free throw attempts. He's hammered on the shot. Garrett Colson committing the harm.
And that's going to be his second. And that's where you're going to see Hastings likely struggle, is they've got so much size down in the low block for Western. Going to get a lot of guys in foul trouble quick, and they don't have the size to keep up.
Price misses the first free throw. And Price has shown a real willingness to just slash, and they're finding him every time. And like you said, he's got some hops and some size. Makes it tough to defend when he gets in that deep. Takes the second free throw. And that one goes. 14-9. Western lead with 4 seconds. Here comes Kirby back. One. And did he get it off before the buzzer? He did not. And there was some contact, but it came after the buzzer as well. So no foul call. 14-9, our first quarter score. Let's take a minute break. We'll be back with the second on WKHM, WKHM.com.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal. As a JPS grad and a father of 5 children attending Jackson Public Schools, I know the opportunities a JPS education can bring. With several options to choose from, including a K-4 Montessori program and the county's only K-8 IB curriculum, your student is sure to get the right start. Our high school offers 13 unique AP courses with the county's most advanced math and science options. And this fall, we'll be offering Mandarin Chinese. At JPS, we are building the future workforce of Jackson. Jackson Public Schools, academic excellence, workforce readiness, and lifelong learning. Enroll today at jpsk12.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
End of one, it's 14-9, Western Panthers lead. 8 minutes on the clock. We're ready for the second quarter here of our action. And Western comes out with essentially 5 new players from who finished off the first quarter. And it's Cole Morse inbounding. And into the game for the first time, Elijah Ebong. Right wing, there is Gabe Sauerbeck. Get it back to the top of Cole Morse. Morse back to Sauerbeck. Open for three. He hit one. That one's short. Rebounded, though, by Oxley.
Ooh.
And we get some contact. Whoa. And some extracurricular. And yikes. 2 players just got tied up. Got a little extra physical, a little extra kick. Officials break it up pretty quickly, and that's going to go against Western. After the shot, Sauerbeck got tied up with a defender.
Oh, and they're going to tee up somebody from Hastings, too.
Now we're apparently going to have the coaches meet at midcourt for an explanation.
So Jackson Long's going to get a personal foul, and Gabe Sauerbeck will get his first. Jackson Long's foul is his first as well.
It says that's not nonsense, Jason. The 2 players go to the floor, and you call the personal foul against Long, and then you call a technical or a foul against Sauerbeck for the extracurricular after the foul.
Yep.
So it's not ridiculous. And
no.
I think once they slow down and think about it after the heated moment there, both coaches will be fine with how that went down.
Yeah. Could have been worse.
Yeah. 14-9, Western in the lead. And Sauerbeck with the pressure. Now he'll get whistled for the foul as well.
And he's got to keep his emotions in check here. That seemed like a...
That's probably going to get him out of the game right there.
Pretty hard foul there. And that's going to be his second. And, yep, he will head to the bench. Jaden Payne will come back on.
Payne did a great job defending the ball in his appearance in the first quarter. He's back at Garden Smith for Hastings. A lot of pressure defense on the perimeter. Dribble into the elbow and now pass back out to Smith. And again, Western staying real aggressive on the ball. And the foul committed on that play by Elijah Ebaugh.
And that's going to be his first, team sixth.
Dylan Goodrich back on the floor for Hastings, inbounding the ball from the sideline. And that gets into back deep. Working against a double team, gets cut Payne and additionally Javon Lewis on him. Now a drive and a shot goes up. Jackson Long.
Payne took a shot in the face on that move.
And this is going to result in a little bit of a break there because I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah.
But there was some fluid expelled onto the court.
Yeah.
He took a shot right in, looked like it was right in the dome. Maybe right in the eye.
Yeah, he got, it looked like across the bridge of the nose on the pass with the follow through and caught him just in the right spot.
And he's hands buried head buried into his hands. And he does not look comfortable at all. The trainer and the coach making sure that the court is cleaned off. And Payne has left the floor.
Yeah.
Down to the front row of the bleachers. They might have to take him back to the locker room.
And that's going to bring Thompson off the bench for Western. And that's a tough loss if you're Western. You hope you can get him back in shape and get him out onto the floor. Hopefully he doesn't have any issues breathing and whatnot. But Jaden Payne was doing a fantastic job covering Elijah Smith defensively. And done a masterful work keeping him in check, but an unfortunate loss there.
So Payne still hasn't left the gym. Standing over there by the Western School District logo on the wall. And we have yet to resume play as the official talking to Western coach Ryan Molnix. 7:14 to go here, first half. 14-11 our score. Western in front by three. They've led the entire way. And I'm uncertain what the delay is at this point, Jason. Looks like the court's cleaned up.
I think they're talking about whether or not he can come back into the game, maybe. I'm not sure.
I don't know if that becomes concussion protocol or something. I don't think it was anything. There wasn't any kind of contact that would result in a concussion.
Right.
Because it looked like maybe a finger or, like you said, an arm across the nose. And that's where he has the towel right now over his nose. So, yeah, I'm uncertain why we're still not underway here.
And this is, this might actually work out well for both of these teams here. I think maybe with the blood, they're going to have the janitorial staff come out.
It didn't look like it was blood, though.
I'm not sure, but whatever it is, if it was some sort of fluid that wasn't sweat, they're going to have the janitorial staff come out and disinfect the floor just to make sure.
Let's go ahead and take a 30-second commercial break while they get the maintenance done here on the floor. We'll be right back. 14-11, Western leads Hastings on WKHM.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And I guess you caught it, Jason. We got the custodial staff now out making sure that the floor is disinfected. 7:14 left on our first half clock. 14-11 our score.
And during our timeout, Steve, Jaden Payne did go back to the locker room. So he will be attended to by the training staff and Bethany Kewitt, the athletic trainer for the Western Panthers.
It'd be a good moment to say thank you to the staff here at Western High School, Tanya and Ryan. Ryan Hackworth, the
yes.
athletic director, but Tanya, his assistant, is always the one I go to just because he seems to be a little, I don't want to say busier because I know she's super busy, but he's doing his administrative stuff, and
yes.
she's always available to help us with the little moment-to-moment stuff that we need. So thanks to Tanya and
yes.
to Ryan, of course.
Absolutely.
They
always
had a really cool sale going on here. They're selling off, like, old baseball uniform stuff, which I was, my daughter attends Western, so I was trying to pick up. I didn't bring enough cash.
You're being Western dad.
You through that whole, yeah, trying to be Western dad gear. But so anybody who's looking to get some cool Western gear,
yeah.
maybe come out to that game. They play Tuesday here with Northwest. That ought to be a good rivalry game.
Yes.
And that'd be a good one to maybe pick up some of that leftover Western baseball gear.
And it looks like our custodial staff has attended to the needs of the court.
Some bipartisan applause for the custodian
yes.
as he exits the court. Both the visiting Saxon fans and the Western Panther student section giving him a round of applause.
You know, I think that's everywhere, every high school you go to. It's always the custodial staff that's sort of the unsung gem. I mean, we both know Pat from our days
yeah.
at Michigan
oh,
Center.
Yeah.
He's a legend. And so I think that's sort of a running theme.
We're back underway. Elijah Ebon gets to Cole Morse cross court into the corner. Thompson looking for Oxley on the low block, and he makes a nice catch and finish. 2 points for the Panthers. 16-11, they lead. Smith bringing it up for Hastings. Working against, that is, excuse me, Javon Lewis. That goes now to Kirby back at the top of the key. Dribbles over right wing, double teamed, and a knockout by Ebong. Hastings ball, but good pressure there by the Panthers. And Goodrich will inbound from the sideline for the Saxons. Goodrich into Long. He pulls up a quick three. Good defense there by Oxley. Got a hand, might have even touched that shot. Comes off short, but Hastings with the offensive rebound. Back out of the corner, missed the triple. Another tap by Goodrich, and he'll chase it
Ooh.
Down. And we'll get contact as Javon Lewis goes to the floor and lands on Goodrich's leg and takes him down to the hardwood.
Yeah, pretty hard foul there. That's going to be Lewis's team's seventh.
6:28 to go, first half, 16-11. It's a Panther lead. Goodrich at the stripe, 1-1. That's the 17th foul now for Western. And missed the free throw, rebounded by Western, and up the floor is Ebong, dribbling up the middle. Quickly, now to the left, and that's Lewis from the wing, back out to Ebong, back to Lewis. Lewis looking for Oxley on the low block. Cross the court to Thompson in the corner, and he'll knock down that triple. Thompson, quick release three-pointers when he gets the look. He doesn't take him long to fire. 19-11. And that's an 8-point advantage for Western, and we will get a whistle.
And that's going to be on Lewis.
All the Panthers trying to pressure the ball, and I think that's made Hastings uncomfortable, but it's also gotten them a few fouls. And that's going to send Smith to the line for a 1-on-1. So Western goes deep on their bench, but you don't want to have a bunch of guys in foul trouble going to the locker room at the half.
Definitely not.
Smith hits the free throw.
And that foul on Javon Lewis is second, team's eighth.
And there's another free throw coming for Smith. Got them both. Barely the net moving on that one.
Yeah.
Rainbow free throws. Yeah. Here comes Watterson to Fortress. Into the corner, Morse. Looking for Watterson on the cut. Nothing there. Now Fortress cuts. He's on the low block. Reverse layup and score it for Steele.
That is just the first 2 points for Steele Fortress.
Quick up the floor for Hastings and a drive back baseline. Good defense by Price. Pressures him out of bounds, but we can get a little contact, and that's going to send back to the stripe. So it's three straight trips down the floor. Hastings gets to the free throw line. And after the next one, they're shooting two every time. 21-13 is the lead for Western. And missed on the one-on-one. Tapped out, and Thompson chases it down up the right side, going all the way to the bucket, floats it. Can't get it to go, but he is going to draw a whistle. And he'll get to shoot a pair on that one.
And that foul on Elijah Smith, his first, team's sixth.
Thompson at the stripe, and the first one is off. And Western will take a timeout in between the free throw attempts. It's a 30-second break. We'll keep it here. Lumen Christi Catholic School, one of our sponsors all season long here on high school basketball. And we'll be out there on Spring Harbor Road a week from tonight as the Titans play host to these Western Panthers.
Yeah, always well taken care of high up in the rafters at Lumen.
It's one of my favorite places to broadcast the game from. Just love the view, the vantage point.
Yeah, we have a good view. And they've hung a lot of banners whenever we show up, so that's kind of cool too.
One I like... I like this one, too, here at Western.
Yes.
Because we have, like, our own official-looking table. And it's kind of where, you know, we're front and center here.
And we have lots of room to maneuver. We don't have to be, like, right on top of one another. And not that I don't appreciate, you know, our time together.
Our closeness is metaphorical. We don't need it to be physical closeness.
Yes. We've known each other for a long time. We can sit far away.
Right. Thompson hits the second one out of the timeout, 22-13, and we're back in action. 5:36 to go in the first half. Here comes back for Hastings, working against Cole Morris. It's a man-to-man defensive set for Western. Give and go, back cut. Nothing there. Go down to the low block. Goodrich with a spin move. Well defended by Price. Gets a partial block, and Western comes up with the loose ball. Thompson working up the right side, finding Fortress cutting through the lane. Now he'll go to work. Dribbles a couple times back out to Thompson. Step back three. Got it.
Wow.
Thompson quick to pull the trigger, and he hits again. 25-13 now. Western taking control.
Thompson with 10, including 3 three-pointers.
Largest lead of the game for the Panthers. Goodrich down to the low block again. He'll pass out to Smith. He'll pull a triple and miss. Long rebound. Morse chases it down, and he'll look to run the break. Up the floor quickly to Fortress. Dribbles and crosses court to Thompson. Now to Morse in the wing, down low to Price. He's going to make a move around.
Nice move.
Oxley and a nice finish by Price.
And that'll give Price 8. And a steal by Watterson.
Watterson
off the inbound.
There comes Fortress, pull it from the elbow, and he knocks it down. Inside and out for Steele, and it's a 29-13 Western lead, seizing control here midway through our second quarter with 4:17 to go till our halftime break. Here comes Jackson Long for Hastings. He gives to Smith. Smith picked up by Watterson. Smith to, that is Hastings' other guard, and a near steal by Thompson. And that, Matthew Hewitt had it. And on the drive, he's going to take an extra step traveling.
And just couldn't quite keep a handle on the ball. A lot of hands coming in there.
Jason, really pleased on the offensive end for Western to see Desmond Price working on the low block. His footwork from a year ago has really improved, and he looks really comfortable working against those guys. And as much as our first impression of Hastings was that they didn't have much size, they do. They don't have a ton of guys with size, but the guys they do have can match up pretty well with Western down there. Thompson's got the ball for Western, dribbling in, feeds Price, and he's looking to drive, gets in the air, jump hook, finishes, and he'll go to the stripe again. And seems like every time Desmond Price scores, he gets an extra attempt at the line to follow. Working the paint very well for Western.
Yeah, and that one's going to go on Jackson Long, his second, team's seventh, which will put the Panthers into the bonus. Desmond Price now with 10 points.
A couple substitutions for both teams. Wiseman back on the floor for Western, 6'7", junior. Elijah Ebong back on the floor as well. Price at the line. Free throws up and through. 32-13, really quickly. This close to a 20-point advantage here for the Panthers. Great run, and Hastings working it back, and he's got a lot of pressure. Morse following him around the floor out there. Dribbles baseline, now back. Trapped under the basket. Nice look, and a missed shot at the elbow, but an offensive board. Putback attempt is no good for Ertner, and the Western Panthers clear it, and back up the floor, Ebong. Looking for a Wiseman on the baseline. Skied that pass. If Wiseman's not 6'7", he doesn't get that no. ball.
That ball's way over anybody's head that it wasn't 6'7 on the floor.
And Maldix didn't like the call. They called that out on Western. It'll be Hastings' ball. 32-13 with 3:10 to go in the half. Here come the Saxons, and it's Colston. I'll make sure I get that enunciation correctly. Ebong gets him to pick up the dribble, now pressuring him. And they're going to whistle Ebong for a foul. A little too much pressure. And like I said, that's double bonus the rest of the way in the half for Hastings. So two free throw attempts coming for Colson.
That's the second on Ebong, team's 10th.
Colson hits. First points in a long time for Hastings. Second free throw is also good. 32-15 now, Western wasting no time. Ebong quickly up the floor. Drives into the basket, looking to feed Oxley on the low block. Can't get it, tapped away and chased down. Wiseman's got it. And he'll hand off to Lewis. Lewis back to Ebong, and they'll reset. Good hustle by the Panthers to keep possession. Ebong setting things up with 2:43 to go in the half. Right wing to Thompson. Looking to feed the high post to Oxley. Now takes a couple dribbles. Has it knocked away briefly. Gets it back in a quick fire by Thompson in the corner for three.
That's his fourth three-pointer of the half.
He does not take but a split second to get that shot off, and he hits it. 20-point lead now for the Panthers, 35-15. A huge second quarter for Western. Matchup of the 6'7 guys out there on the floor. And that is Ryan Flickema for Hastings and Wiseman for Western. And Flickema might actually have him by about a half an inch height-wise. Nice feed down to the low block.
Oh, and he's going to get teed up.
Hastings.
Oh, that's Tyler Oxley's going to get the whistle on the foul, and he's going to get a tech. Did not like the call. Respectfully disagreed with the referee. And he will get a technical foul for his efforts.
No one gets a technical foul for respectfully disagreeing.
When he turned around, he was facing us, and it looked like he said, "I respectfully disagree." I'm not a very good lip reader, but I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
Ertner drew the foul, and now he's at the stripe for Hastings. Still going to get a couple of free throws. They'll get to shoot the technical foul, and then they'll get the ball. Big chance to cut into that 20-point deficit here. Not surprised that we eventually got another technical foul in here, Jason.
Yeah.
Because a little chippy on the floor between these two teams.
Yeah, he was quick on the draw with that technical foul, and I don't disagree with it. I mean, you gotta lay down the law at some point and say, all right, that's enough. Let's play some basketball.
Nice trip to the stripe for Ertner. He hits all four free throws. With 2:01 to go in the half, cut the lead 35-19, and Hastings will take the basketball too. Though it doesn't look like they wanted it. Jackson Long will inbound for the Saxons.
Ryan Allen into the game for Hastings. His our first look at him tonight.
Colton in the backcourt. Picks up the dribble. There is Ertner now looking for a cutting player on the baseline. Passes it back out. Loses possession. Thompson comes up with a steal. And here come the Western Panthers. Thompson's had the hot hand here in the second quarter. Looking to penetrate now. Dishes back out. Watterson to Lewis. Lewis back to Watterson at the top. Watterson not even looking for his own shot. Does drive. High glass. Wow. Gets it to go.
Way high glass.
Nice drive by Watterson. He had it pretty much could shoot it from anywhere he wanted. Took it all the way to the glass at that point and got the finish. 37-19, the Panther lead. And with the ball now for Hastings, Ryan Allen gets it out to Ertner. Now an open look for Long for three and missed everything. Out of bounds. Yes. Air ball chant should be coming up here from the student section. 108 to go in the half, 37-19. The Panthers well in control. Nice run here in the second quarter. Watterson scored on the last trip up the floor. Gets it to Morse. Balancing act to keep from going out of bounds, and he just throws it off the Hastings defender, Connor Parmenter.
He kind of threw that one with a little bit of extra oomph on that one.
Western ball, Steel Fortress to inbound from the sideline. Exactly 1 minute on our game clock here for the half. Inbound Fortress to Watterson.
I've been very impressed with Watterson and his ability to run this offense.
Fortress at the high post, back out to Watterson, left wing. Now Fortress at the top of the key, takes it all the way down, partially blocked. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll stay Western Panther ball. Fortress wanted to get a foul. No call. And Saxon player gets up, still holding his arm. No effort to get out of the game, though. Looks like it's okay now as he gets a near steal.
And there's a walk.
Morse with the jab, step left, goes the other direction and takes an extra step. 38.4 on the clock here, first half.
In for this action, number 10, Elijah Smith.
Smith going to get back into the game as Hewitt goes to the bench, and he's the one who looks like he hurt his arm. He's still favoring it.
Is that maybe elbow?
Yeah. Elijah Smith had a lot of minutes here in the first half. Near steal, and now we get a tie-up. Good defense, Watterson. And possession arrows for Hastings, but a nice job on the defense. Price back on the floor for Western. It's a nice round of applause. Ertner to inbound for Hastings. And Thompson jumps the pass, nearly gets the steal, goes out of bounds. Stay Hastings ball. And looking for an inbounder, Ertner gets to the sideline. And there comes back out to get it. Deep on the floor. Now he'll work his way up toward the arc. Top of the key, pressured by Thompson. Now he'll dribble back out to reset. 15 seconds. Back on the drive. All the way to the bucket. Looking for the scoop. Thompson will reach in, and that'll be two free throws for Beck. 11.8 to go here. First half, and it's 37-19. A chance to score a couple points. A couple more points before we get to the halftime here for Kirby Beck.
That foul on Evan Thompson, his second.
Beck hits the first free throw.
First points of the night for Beck.
In for the Saxons, number 22, Ryan Allen.
And they'll let Jackson Long go to the bench here for last second breather to wrap up the half.
Beck got both.
Nice trip to the stripe for Beck.
In for the Saxons, number 14, Matthew Hewitt.
And they're going to run the full court press to finish out the half.
Watterson takes the inbound on the run. Gets it over the midcourt line. Settles in here with 8 seconds. Morse open outside the arc. Down to Price on the low block. He goes to the middle. Jump hook. No. Rebounded by Hastings. And that'll signal the end of the half. 37-21. Western in front here at Western High School. Home game on Deering Road. The Panthers took control in that second quarter. Really did just seize control. Some hot shooting. Thompson had a nice half. We'll look down the numbers here on the halftime. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes. We'll come back and get your halftime statistics on WKHM. We're online around the world at WKHM.com.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays, with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays.
Ho, ho, ho!
Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialist is excited to announce our new clinic in Napoleon Corners opening in January of 2018. It's a brand new state-of-the-art clinic and will specialize in work and sports injury rehabilitation as well as women's health therapy. For over 30 years, you have trusted us to serve the Jackson community, and now with seven ORS facilities and extended hours for your convenience, you can begin your treatment with or without a doctor's referral. If you're experiencing ongoing pain from your everyday life, let us help you. Visit our website at orsmi.com to set up your appointment today.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all, our community. Give me a call, stop in, or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
One half in the books, one to go here, 35-21. And the lead had been as many as 20, Jason. Now down to 14 at the half. And there was a big swing there on a technical foul that gave Hastings a chance to cut into the lead. Western committed a lot of fouls, but I think they do that because of the pressure that they play. So a lot of very aggressive for the Panthers defense, but they did a nice job of getting some turnovers and some points off those turnovers there the second quarter. And of course, Evan Thompson shooting the lights out also helped a lot. Let's go ahead and get the numbers run down here. Who scored what?
All right, well, we're going to run down as this young man shoots a half-court shot for $500. Ball was bigger than he was, I think, for that young man, but a good job nonetheless. For Western, the leading scorer, Evan Thompson, with 13, including 4 3-pointers, as you mentioned, shooting out the lights. Desmond Price with 11 down low. Good job there for him and his game back. Steel Fortress with 4. Gabe Sauerbeck with 3. Then you had Sawyer Watterson and Tyler Oxley with 2. And Cole Morse and Jaden Payne each with 1.
And how about for the visiting Hastings Saxons?
Balanced attack for the Hastings Saxons. Cameron Ertner leads the team with 6 points. Garrett Colson, Elijah Smith each with 4. Jackson Long with 3. Kirby Beck and Dylan Goodrich checking in with 2 apiece for 21 for the Hastings Saxons.
Kind of surprised that Jackson Long only had 3 points. J- Jason, because you noticed early on they kind of run their offense to him, and they're certainly looking to get the ball into his hands. But he's well defended, and as much as some nights he might go out there and have a height advantage, that's not the case against Western when they've got three guys on the floor most of the time who can match him up lengthwise.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's going to be tough for him to, especially with, like you mentioned, the size that they have. But even off of the bench, you've got Tyler Oxley, who's 6'3". You've got Tyler Wissman, who's 6'7". Then you got to deal with Steel Fortress, who's 6'4". He's always a physical player. Desmond Price is 6'4", very physical. So not only do you have the size that you have to contend with, but also that very intense physical play that Western brought in the first half, which was great in the turnover battle, and it got them out to the lead, but it also backfired a little bit at the end of the half there, where they got into some significant foul trouble and were into the double bonus.
Yeah, but I think when you go into the halftime with a 14-point lead, I think you're willing to take the advantages you get from the pressure.
Absolutely.
And live with the foul trouble a little bit.
Yeah, I think they need to, if you're Western and you're Coach Ryan Mullenix, you got to get in there. You've got to get your team a little bit more composed. Continue to play physical, but kind of keep the emotions in check. You know, it was a little bit high-strung there towards the end after that skirmish in the first half. So, you know, you keep them in check, but keep that physicality up. Keep that intensity up without the mistakes.
And we talk about the foul trouble. Does Western have anybody with more than two?
They do not, but they do have a lot of people with two. Evan Thompson, Gabe Sauerbeck, Elijah Ebong, and Javon Lewis each with two. And you're hoping you can get Jaden Payne back, probably your best defensive player on the floor in that first half. Hopefully
Certainly
he can get back.
Ball.
Yeah, on the ball for sure. Hopefully they can get him back into the game in this second half after that shot to the nose that he took. So we'll see what happens with Mr. Payne there.
Yeah. We mentioned that Western does go deep into the bench, though. So, like you said, with a handful of guys with two fouls, that may affect the rotation a little bit in the second half for Coach Ryan Mullenix. But right now, pretty confident if you're Western with a 14-point lead and the way you played there in the first half. Let's go ahead and take two more minutes on the halftime. We'll come back and get things going here. Second half coming up on WKHM, WKHM.com. 35-21, Western leads.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
At Penn Chiropractic Center, you're going to notice the results.
My name is Gwen Kuntz, and I started going to Penn Chiropractic Care right after my first son was born because I had a back injury that they could not diagnose. I had been going through physical therapy for 6 months without any success, and when I finally started going to the chiropractor, I immediately felt relief, made my back injury completely go away.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live at Western High School getting ready for the second half. And they're hit the buzzer telling us the halftime break is over. We'll get 8 minutes up on the clock, get ready to go. And looks like we got the starting lineup out here for Western and Hastings. Hey, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., Outdoor Adventure Expo at the American One Event Center at the Jackson County Fairgrounds for ESPN 101.9 FM. Jamie McKibben and his outdoor show crew. Make sure you step out there. Just $5 to get in the door as we're underway in the second half. And here comes Watterson. Deep right wing. Gets it to Morris closer to the corner. Now he'll drive baseline. We get all the way to the bucket. Reverse layup. Missed it. Rebounded by Ertner. And here come the Saxons back the other way. 35 in the lead. 7:38 to go here. Third quarter. Kirby back dribbling to the right wing. Now he'll hand that off. And dribble in. Kick out to Ertner at the top of the key. And it'll go back to Hewitt. Hewitt looking to feed the low block and Goodrich. Goodrich passes out but wants it back. Long will get it back to him. Goodrich looking to make a move baseline. Reverse layup. Doesn't get it to go, but does draw a whistle. And that'll get him a pair of free throws here. First foul in the second half for Western.
Good baseline move there. That foul on Cole Morse. It's going to be Morse first.
First free throw is good for Goodrich. And the second one comes off front rim. Rebounded by Ertner. The putback in the lane is up, and that'll go through. So quick start here for the Saxons. Cut the lead to 11. Here comes Watterson dribbling up to the arc. Picks up the dribble. Now Price comes to bail him out at the top of the key. Fortress works his way deep, low block. Makes a move down on the low block. We're going to get a whistle for a travel. And I saw that same call,
yep,
Jason.
I did too.
Switched pivot feet down there. Normally, one of the things I always pray Fortress for is great footwork down there. Turnover for Western, and here comes Hastings. Thompson picking up Kirby Beck all the way down full court. Pressured him all the way over the midline. Beck gets over center line. Settles in here a little bit. Sets up, dribbling right wing. Long steps behind the arc. Long likes that three-point shot. He's the tallest guy out there for Saxons, but he works out in the three-point arc. Had a look there. Pump fakes. Fortress comes out to meet him. Now a fading jumper from the elbow, and it looks like Fortress might have got a partial block on that. It is rebounded by Hastings. Back on the drive, all the way to the bucket. Gets it up, and that goes offside backboard, but he gets some contact. And there you go, another trip down. Another foul committed by Western.
And that one on Cole Morse as well, his second, team second.
And if you're Hastings, this is what you wanted to do straight out of the locker room. You want to try and get this down to single digits. And if a good trip to the line by Beck could have got that done. He misses the first.
Yeah. And I think you've got to take advantage of that aggressiveness. Get into that low block and try and make some things happen as Elijah Ebong will check into the game. He also has two fouls.
But again, for Western, you get the early start here with some fouls committed. So if you're Hastings, you want to continue to be aggressive down to the paint, get Western to commit a few more of those fouls, and you want to shoot free throws late into this game.
Absolutely.
Second one falls. We're at a 10-point difference here, 35-25. And now it's the Saxons who commit the foul here on the defensive end. Fortress to inbound. And gets to Watterson. Watterson working deep here, dribbling across the floor, looking to Fortress at the high post. He goes to work. There's some footwork. A nice spin move and drop step. Gets him right to the bucket, an easy lay-in for Fortress.
6 points for Fortress. And you know it's going to be a good night when Steele's only got 6 points and you still got a lead.
Yeah, he just made a tremendous move right there. Now he comes up with a steal on the defensive end. Up the floor, there's Ebong ahead of everyone.
Nice layup.
And a nice feed and finish. And there goes the run by the Panthers to stretch the lead back out to 14-39-25.
Almost traveled on that play.
Long with a tough shot. Great defense by Fortress, rebounded by Ebong. And here come the Panthers. Watterson on the run and looking to get the pass across the lane to Fortress, but he loses out of bounds instead. And it'll be Hastings' ball.
Just lost the hand a little bit too heavy coming into the baseline there.
He's trying to make a move. It's mistakes being aggressive, not always.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'll tolerate that a little bit.
Sure.
Kirby back over the midline for Hastings. to Ertner at the high post.
Nice.
Back on a cut, and there's the easiest bucket Hastings has had all night. Nice feed by Ertner, 39-27. Here comes Ebong, cross court to Fortress. He's looking to attack all the way to the bucket. Ertner came over to make the block attempt. Fortress was too deep and finishes with the left hand. Steele looking for his offense here in the second half.
And that's the last thing that you want if you're Hastings is to get Steele Fortress hot in this half.
Hewitt gives back to Ertner at the top of the key. He's looking to hand off to Beck. Ebong making it tough. Nearly gets the steal, and they'll call travel against Beck. That was a nice pressure defensive set there for the Panthers, and they create the turnover. 41-27, they lead with the ball, 4:42 to go third quarter. After a brief run to start things off for Hastings, Western has weathered that storm and gotten their own run going here. Fortress deep left wing, looking down to Price on the low block. He makes his move, jump hook, gun. If he can make that shot as consistently as he has tonight, that is difficult to stop down low.
He is such an impressive talent down low.
Quickness to go with that size and jumping ability, and he's really looked for his offense tonight. Out to a 16-point Western lead. Goodrich at the top for Hastings to Hewitt right wing. Looking down low, nothing there, into the corner, and there's Beck. He'll drive baseline, cross to Goodrich, jumper from the baseline, missed. And Price with the rebound, he triggers the break right up the middle of the floor, and we'll get an offensive foul.
Yep.
And it looks like Price got a little too deep, out of control, and there's a foul committed by Western.
And that's Desmond's second, team's third. We'll see Ryan Allen check into the game for Hastings, along with Elijah Smith. Smith has been a pretty solid sixth man for Hastings off the bench.
Yeah, he's probably played more minutes than Hewitt tonight. He passes across to Ryan Allen. Allen dribbling around. Now he'll get it to Jackson Long. High post, feeding Goodrich in the paint. Double team, passes back out to Smith. Smith to Long. Long looks at triple. He'll pump fake. Steele Fortress out there, good defense. Near steal there by Price. And Allen will come away with it. Dribbles back out to reset. Now he'll drive in. Nothing there. Picks up his dribble. He's stuck. Passes back out to Smith. Comes to bail him out. Smith dribbles out to reset. Hastings drive in. Pull up from the free throw line. Blocked.
Nice
and
outlet
up the
pass.
Floor. Sarbeck with the block. Ebong with the layup. Nice job by Western. Great defensive set again. And now a near steal. Yes, Ebong knocks it away. Pass up the floor, and Price chasing it down to keep it from going out of bounds. Looking for Fortress. Great feed, great finish.
Wow. Hastings needs a timeout and quick.
Hastings does take a timeout from the bench. And that's going to be a 30-second break. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll be back. 47-27, Western leads.
At Penn Chiropractic Center, you're going to notice the results.
My name is Gwen Kuntz, and I started going to Penn Chiropractic Care right after my first son was born because I had a back injury that they could not diagnose. I had been going through physical therapy for 6 months without any success, and when I finally started going to the chiropractor, I immediately felt relieved. Made my back injury completely go away.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443. Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:52 left in the third quarter. Western, after weathering a quick storm by Hastings, has come back and pushed the lead to 20. 2:52 to go. It's 47-27. Western, with one quarter still to play. Here comes back for Hastings. He's picked up at midcourt by Morse. Now Western switched into a zone.
Stolen.
And there's a steal out of the zone. Ebong triggering the break up the middle of the floor. Looking for Oxley down low. And no, left it short. Rebound follow. Tip attempt by Wisman. Can't get it to go. And Hastings hit the rebound back up the floor. And Ebong looking for the reach around steal. Can't quite get it. And he'll commit the foul instead. That's four now against Western.
Yep. That's the third on Ebong. So Western not only rotating through their bench, they also rotate on fouls. They seem to kind of go in a rotation on who commits the foul.
Back at the top for Hastings into the corner. Allen will dribble out of there. Looking to skip pass over to Colson back into the game now for Hastings. He'll dribble up to the left wing. And looking to pass across court. Near knockaway of Morse. Now he chases it down. And Morse with the steal. And Colson, he's kneeling. He was kneeling on Morse's chest. Finally we get a whistle. And I think that's going to go against Hastings.
That will go against Hastings. That is Garrett Colton. That is his third. And that will prompt Blake Walther checking into the game for the first time.
I say we didn't see Blake Walther in the first half. He's a junior for Hastings. He's on the defense against Sauerbeck. Great movement around the perimeter for Western. Gets it down to Morse. Feeding
nice.
Jumper on the baseline, and
wow.
He knocks it down.
Great look there by Cole Morse.
Morse on the defense now as Western drops back into that zone. Morse with a near steal, and they'll get him for the reach-in.
Yep. And that's going to be his third, team's fifth.
Morse has my favorite shoes.
Those tennis ball green Nikes?
I would wear those.
I would too, actually. I'm not going to lie. But I tell you, mine are definitely the purple ones that Desmond Price is rocking. Those are awesome.
Inbound to Beck. Hastings on the attack, working against that zone. They didn't see this at all in the first half, and you can tell here in the first few possessions they are uncomfortable working against it. Back over to Allen. Allen back to Beck. He'll get an open look for three. No. Off the rim, rebound tapped and pulled in by Wisman. Up the floor to Ebong, left side. Now he'll dribble to the middle, into the right corner. Sauerbeck down to the low block for Wisman, and Colson comes into the play late, but comes up with the steal.
Good job to jump the passing lane there by Colson.
Minute to go, third quarter, 49-27. Biggest lead of the game, 22 points for Western. Here comes Colson getting Beck on the low block.
Nice.
First layup, nice move. Beck really looked comfortable working that baseline. That's where I used to like
yes,
to play Jason, back and forth on that baseline. Cuts the lead back to 20. Sauerbeck to the top, and there's Wisman. Reverse it to Ebong. And catch Sauerbeck coming across the lane. He's fading jumper on the baseline. Can't get it to go. But he goes to the floor, and he'll shoot two on the foul.
And that one is on Garrett Colton. That's going to be his fourth.
Really,
second.
Really, Jason, I said jump shot, but he didn't get to jump, and that's kind of why the foul occurred. Somebody stepped on his foot, so he couldn't get any elevation. Falls down, and at the free throw line, he knocks it down. Gives Sauerbeck, 6-foot sophomore on the floor for Western. A couple sophomores playing some big minutes tonight for the Panthers. And second free throw off the rim. Rebounded by Wisman. Tapped, but he couldn't save it. Allen will get it for Hastings. It's trigger the break for the Saxons into the elbow. Now he'll pull back out to reset. Right wing back looking down to the low block. Can't get it to Goodrich. Now he finally does. Goodrich goes to work. Off the glass. Strong move by Goodrich.
Good move by Goodrich there.
Tough shot. Wisman there on the defense, but he got it to go. Ebon quickly back up the floor.
Blocked.
And there's your block from Kirby Beck. I bet you we don't see another kid named Kirby all year, Jason.
Maybe not.
13.5 on the clock with 50-31 Western lead. Still got 8 minutes. 8 minutes, 13 and a half seconds to play. And we'll get Watterson back into the game. Thompson on the floor again. We haven't seen much of him in the second half. After he got real hot shooting the three in the second quarter. Inbound goes to Watterson outside the arc. There's Thompson. He'll dribble in, pass out to Watterson, pump fake. Now Watterson drives, floater, good.
Nice. Nice move by Watterson.
Watterson taking advantage of that open space between the three-point line and the basket where a lot of players don't seem to like to shoot. He's making hay down there. And the buzzer sounds. A heave from three-quarters court. No good for the Hastings Saxons. And we got 8 more minutes to play. 52-31, Western in front. 1 minute break, and we're back.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all, our community. Give me a call, stop in, or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jason Smith, final 8 minutes on the clock. Hastings Bumps in the fourth quarter. They trail by 21. If Western's led the whole way. Here comes Curry back working against Watterson. Back now to Allen. Allen about five steps behind the three-point arc. Gets to the high post and Goodrich. Goodrich, nothing there, double-teamed, and lazy pass out of that spot, and Price nearly got the steal.
Yeah,
I'm looking for Price to get on a fast break because I think he goes above the rim.
It looked like Ebon a couple of times was thinking about it. Desmond Price just leveled Ryan Allen there trying to get after that ball, and it'll be Hastings' ball.
Beck takes the inbounds for Hastings. To attack a little bit on Watterson, steps back out now to Allen. He's double teamed at the wing, dribbling across, and a near steal there by Lewis. He'll commit the foul. That official didn't give him a very nice look following the contact.
Yeah, Lewis kind of gave him a little bit of the unpleasant eye, and the ref it right back.
Respectfully disagreeing
with the call. Not enough to get him teed up, though. Maybe too much respect.
Back now to the high post. Actually, outside of the arc, stepping there for Ryan Flickema. Allen outside the arc. Had an open look for three, passes it up. Now over to Blake Walther. Walther back out to back, looking to drive. Gets all the way to the bucket. Scoop.
Wow.
Missed it. Price comes up with the rebound, looking to run. Watterson takes it. And gets a screen by Price. Watterson hands off to Thompson, dribbling into the free throw line. Out to Fortress, fakes the three, into the paint.
Too strong
off the backboard. Rebounded by Beck, and here come Hastings slowly. And now we'll get a timeout. And
not sure what we're getting a timeout for. Official timeout?
Official timeout.
Yeah.
Addressing a warning to Ryan Malmick.
Yep.
Unhappy that Fortress didn't get a whistle down low. So here come Hastings. Back over the midline, picked up there by Watterson. Western back into a man-to-man. Allen looking to attack. Now he'll pass back out to Beck. Kind of a reset here for Hastings. Now at the top of the key for Flickema, looking to feed Goodrich down low, and Western will knock that out.
And it looks like they're going to switch back to that 2-3 zone that they were in earlier in the half from Coach Ryan Molnix from the bench.
Ertner inbounds, that's back, picked up out there by Lewis. Western has really pressured the ball the whole way tonight. Allen taking it deep. Going to the high post. Price steps in front on the break. He'll take it all the way in and score it. Allen tried to step up and take the charge, and Price glided around him and finishes. Nice night tonight for Desmond Price. 54-31, our score. Western well in control. Hastings has struggled against this zone defense, and there's another reach and foul against Javon Lewis.
That's going to be his fourth. team seventh, and that'll go to the 1-1.
5:44 to go in this game. It's 54-31 Western with a 23-point lead. I don't think that Hastings got the offense to make up 23 points in the last 5:43.
No, unless somebody gets red hot and starts raining threes like we saw from Evan Thompson in the first half, I don't think this one is reachable for Hastings.
Watterson over midcourt. Gets a screen from Fortress. No one handed to him. Fortress on the attack. Gets down low. Up and under move. Blocked by Ertner. Allen gets the loose ball for Hastings.
Big block.
Here comes Beck. Left wing. Pressured by Lewis. He's got four. Could have picked one up right there. No whistle, though.
Still very aggressive defensively.
Allen out of the wing. Moves into the low block. Flick him up. Passes back out of there. And Beck's got it at the top, and Hastings will reset again. Western giving up nothing easy all night long except for a layup or two. On the drive for Beck, no good. Rebounded by Ertner. His putback's no good, and then Price goes up high to get it. And up the floor, Lewis on the drive, baseline, and he'll draw a foul.
That one is going to go on Connor Parmenter, his first.
Lewis bailed out a little bit on that drive. Really no real estate. And got out of control. Only the third team foul here for Hastings in the second half. We got 4:50 to go, fourth quarter. 54-31 is the count.
We're going to get mass subs here from Western. The second team coming on with looks like Morse and Sauerbeck, Oxley, Ebong, and is that Wisman into the game as well?
Wisman with the inbound. He's got family listening from Arizona.
That's
on the
right.
World Wide Web. Download to Oxley. Nice move. Missed the lefty jump hook. Really did a good job of clearing some space and then jumping that hook up, but missed it. Just rolled off the rim. Rebounded by Hastings. Allen, deep right wing. Goes to the top of the key. Ertner. He's doing a good job tonight passing from up there. Back over to Allen, right wing. Now he'll dribble into the elbow. Pull-up jumper. No. Rebounded Ebong, and he looks to run. Dribbling up the middle of the court. Nice feed down to Wisman. Lost his footing. Reverse layup. Misses everything. Rebounded by Hastings.
Not much he could do there.
Colton for Hastings. Now to the top. Flickema looking to feed Ertner down the low block. Allen gets pressured on the right wing. Now he's open. Thinks about the shot at the elbow. Doesn't shoot it. Down to Ertner. Low. Got it. Ertner's quietly had himself a nice game for Hastings.
Yeah.
He gets a steal on the outlet, and now he'll bring it back up the floor. Scoops from about 10 steps out. Missed it, but the rebound for Colton, and he's going to get whistled for a foul.
Oh, and that's going to be on Garrett Colson, his fifth. I didn't really see what he did, but it was away from the ball. And he's kind of confused and will go have a seat.
I think it happened before the actual play. They're just kind of away from the ball, Jason.
Yeah.
Trying to get some rebound position. Meanwhile, on the other end, Oxley makes a move in. Nothing there. Passes back out. Morse has it outside of the arc. He's dribbling around looking to get inside the paint. Hands off to Wisman. Now he'll turn it over. Stolen by Allen. Allen up the left side all the way to the bucket.
Oh,
and Wisman comes down and commits the foul.
He almost timed it perfectly.
And you could see his eyes getting big. He thought he was
going
to have a big swat. And Allen delayed just enough to get Wisman off his feet and to commit the foul. A couple free throws coming for Allen.
And that's going to be the first on Wisman.
That one rattles around and off. Missed the free throw.
As the team's eighth, Javon Lewis checking back into the game for Western. Wisman will take a seat.
Allen's second attempt. No. Oh, he got it. 54-34. It's a 20-point Western advantage with 3:15 to go. Ebong coming down. Wisman took a quick breather. He's going to be back on the floor. Ebong finds Sauerbeck outside of the arc. Right wing. Puts it on the deck, now to the top of the key, and there's Oxley. Oxley looking to go swing pass. Morse has it, and he'll slow it back down. and trying to find Lewis was open for a moment, and then Allen nearly gets the steal. Wisman comes back on the floor, and he'll replace Cole Morse. Ebon for Lewis, left wing, gets a screen from Wisman. Wisman on the roll. Floater in the lane for Lewis goes. Javon Lewis in the scorebook there with two. Here comes Allen. Between the legs, dribble working against Ebong into the elbow area. Now passes back out. Ertner down low block, flick him up, passes out. Allen dribbles around. Now back to the top of the key and kind of Parmenter. Parmenter back to Allen, left wing. He dribbles into the elbow area. Now he'll drive. Floater. Got it off the glass.
Good move.
Patience
there.
On offense for Hastings.
Ryan Allen creating his own shot there.
Ebong with a sweet crossover. Got into the lane. Tried to pass it out. Has it stolen.
And they're going to get tangled up there.
And that's going to comes up with a loose ball but can't get it to score before the foul. And that'll go against Ebong. We'll come back Hastings way with 2 minutes on the clock. 56-36. The advantage still 20 for Western.
And that is a 1-1 situation as Ebon commits his fourth. Team's ninth. Shooting will be Ryan Flickamo. Flickamo will shoot the 1-1.
Lefty free throw is good. You know, Jason, we've been watching all night. I never realized once that Flickham was left-handed until just now. First time he's even really he hasn't thought about shooting it during the course of the game all night until he got to the stripe here.
And you kind of wish he had gotten there more often as he hits them both.
He's got a nice stroke, hits a pair comfortably.
Watterson back in the game.
Sarbeck popped open for a minute, didn't take the shot. Passes away Oxley to Watterson, now to Wisman, all outside the arc. Wisman looking to get down low.
Looks like they're trying to get a mismatch down low.
Sarbeck with a nice jab step and then drive, takes it to the rack and finishes. Stretch the lead back to 20 with 1:27 to go.
Good move by Sarbeck there.
Allen, now Ertner at the top of the key, left wing, down to Flickema. Now he makes a move, looking for a lefty fading hook. Too much contact, and another whistle that'll send him to the line. He's got a pair.
And that's going to go on Tyler Wisman, his second. Team's 10th, and that's double bonus.
And the first one good for Flickema once again.
Good roll off the front iron.
Nice free throw stroke for Flickema. He's got hit four straight. 58-40. Watterson coming down with 1:05 on the clock. Actually outside the arc. Now he'll go set a screen for Lewis. Lewis on the dribble. Goes back, baseline floats it. No, missed everything. Rebounded by, Walther. And now we'll get a tie up and a jump ball. Western gets the possession arrow. 53.8 on the clock. Western with the ball, 58-40 lead. Inbound to Watterson. Now Sauerbeck steps inside the arc, pull up three. No, two, long deuce for Sauerbeck. Got it to go, though.
Good solid jumper.
Back to 20. He's got kind of a set shot, Jason. Doesn't really elevate. Yeah. But it works for him. He hit a three in the first half, and now he hits that jumper. They go to flick him out to Allen. He'll drive baseline, floats it. Some contact from Wisman. He doesn't commit a foul. He does get the rebound, though. And here come Western with 22 seconds. And looks like we need a timeout from the Panther bench.
They want to get Nathan Burke into the game. The 6'2" junior who has yet to see a minute of this game.
I know, I thought it odd that Burke had been on the floor. He's a guy who's been seeing minutes on the varsity since his freshman year. Hadn't been in the game all night. I don't venture to guess why, but he was getting ready to get on the floor here with 22 seconds.
And he looks very excited to be on the court.
He'll take the inbound pass. Dribble over right side, Sauerbeck getting a screen from Oxley. Now to Wispin, top of the key. Reverses it over to Burke. He's going to drive. Feeds nice off to feet. Sauerbeck. He'll get into the lane. Floats it in. A nice shot, Sauerbeck.
Good court vision there by Burke.
62-40, and time's going to run out. Partially blocked on the last three-point attempt. 62-40, our final. The Panthers hold on. And they'll get the W in the book. We will take a quick break here on the post game. We'll come back and get you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. Set things up for our next broadcast. Again, Western victorious tonight, 62-40 on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties!
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, again, your final from Western High School, 62-40. The Panthers all over the Hastings. Saxon Western moves to 4-2 on the season, and that's 2-1 now in the Interstate 8 Conference. And the Saxons fall to 1-5, maybe 1-6. Like I said, there's still a result we didn't have, but that's 0-3 in the league. And that's going to be a nice boost for Western. They play next Tuesday. They'll be playing on Tuesday, excuse me, at Marshall.
Yes, they will.
So that's a road game for the Western Panthers in their league. So they want to try and keep this momentum going in the new year. Meanwhile, Hastings' next game is in Hastings, and Northwest will be in town. So
should be a good game.
Ought to be a